This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, this is Gun Owners News Hour, and very sad opening to the first show of the year. With I was going to press with the local radio show that I do here in Greenville, South Carolina, and we started hearing reports coming out of Perry, Iowa, out of a high school there. And we've had another rampage shooter. And as of this moment, I don't have all of the details on this. We know that this all happened before the before school. So that meant that there was less people there for to be victimized by the rampage shooter. We know that the police responded within 7 minutes, which is pretty good. That's pretty good. That's faster than they responded in Tennessee, which was outstanding. Now, as of this moment, I don't know the total number of victims and their status. I know that I have heard that two have been transported to hospital, to victims. I don't know if they're students or what. And they were working the information when I was going to press with this. The sheriff did say that they had contained it. Apparently, the shooter himself killed himself, or is dead of gunshot wound. That's the information I have. I'm actually doing this part of the show a few days ahead. Well, two days ahead of time. So just because this is all fresh, and I want to see what this looks like in the next 2 days. The sheriff said the community is safe. We're just now working backwards, trying to figure out everything that happened and make notifications. There will be another update later on. The two gunshot victims were taken by ambulance to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in the state capital of Des Moines. Law enforcement source told the AP that the suspect in the shooting has died of what investigators believe is a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He said, luckily, there were very few students and faculty in the building, which I think contributed to a good outcome in that sense. It's pure dumb luck, okay? And I it's the best dumb luck you could possibly have. But by the same token, we still have done nothing about this. Xander Shelley was in a hallway waiting for the school day to start when he heard gunshots and dashed into a classroom. According to his father, Kevin Shelley, he told the AP, Xander was grazed twice and hid in the classroom before texting his father at 7:36 a.m. Kevin Shelley, who drives a garbage truck, told his boss he had to run. I was the most scared. It was the most scared I've been in my entire life. Rachel Carras, an 18-year-old senior, told the AP she was at jazz band practice when students heard what sounded like four gunshots spaced apart. We all just jumped, she said. My band teacher looked at us and yelled, run, so we ran. Carras said the students and faculty ran out past the football field with people yelling, get out, as they ran. She said she heard additional shots while she fled, but was most concerned about getting home to her 3-year-old son. At that moment, I didn't care about anything except getting out because I had to get home with my son, she told the AP. The Sheriff's Office, Perry Police Department, and multiple federal agencies also responded to the shooting. They have identified a suspect but not released their name as of this moment, as I'm doing this right now. Multiple EMS vehicles were sent to the scene at 1218th Street, according to the public safety radio traffic. ATF said they were on the ground, which is interesting. Perry High School belongs to the Perry Community School District, about 25 miles northwest of Des Moines. About 1,785 students are enrolled in the school district, according to its website. Thursday was the first day of school after winter break, according to the school's calendar, which that's the way it was here, too. I was wondering about that. Why would they wait till Thursday, to go back to school? Our hearts are broken by this senseless tragedy. Our prayers are with the students, teachers, and families of the Perry community, according to Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. I've been in contact with law enforcement agencies and am continuing to monitor the situation. I will be joining their press conference today. Now, why did I say we haven't, we've done nothing? Because we are still letting schools be soft targets. I applaud police and EMS for getting there as fast as they did. The only reason that guy died as fast as he died is because he killed himself. And the unfortunate part of this is that with a rampage killer, the thing that you have to take into consideration is that the rampage killer is going to, he's going to shoot until he's done. Until he's disrupted. Something obviously disrupted him. I don't think it was the police, unless it was right as they were getting there. It does not sound like this guy had a... he didn't have a very good plan on trapping a bunch of people in place, is the only thing I can fathom. And I don't know what the situation is in Iowa. As, you know, schools are still a gun-free zone. And I guess I could look that while I'm talking about this. I'm going to look this up. We'll figure that part out. But here's the thing. This is the thing. We don't guard schools. We don't guard them. And then we sit back and when these things happen, see, the left is always, they're always waiting for this to happen so that they can push for gun control again. That's what they're doing with Lewistown. That's what they're going to do with this. Now, according to this, which is who13.com, under Iowa law, teachers are allowed to carry weapons at school. This is Iowa Code 724.4 Bravo. And they must specifically authorize the person to bring the weapon onto school grounds. Otherwise, if not specified, any weapon brought onto school property would be considered a felony. And that has been in place since 2011. Now, apparently it is not that well known of a law because this has been in place since 2011 and some teachers said they don't know anything about this. President of the Des Moines Education Association, Andrew Rasmussen, said he was surprised to learn of the law, claiming to have never been asked by lawmakers about the issue. He says school districts arming teachers with weapons is the wrong type of defense. We would rather have them arm us with staplers, paper, materials to help teach, or students. That's the material missing from our classroom. The Iowa Department of Education and Iowa School Board Association say they are not aware of any districts following this policy, but they added schools are not required to report that information to the state. We don't need these quick fixes that are divisive that just won't work. We too, as a society, talk about mental health and access to guns that caused this to happen. The Des Moines Police Department stands behind its stance about the issue. It's a skill set that diminishes. We practice all the time. It requires precision, and the only way you keep that is by training and maintain training. And apparently, some districts have school resource officers. Now, this is all as of 2018, and I don't actually know. Let's see. That was still in place in 2022. 2022. So, now the question is going to be, of course, did the high school have any armed teachers in place? Which we'll find that out as time goes on. But another rampage killing. These are almost impossible to stop unless you have really, really good information on the would-be shooter prior to the fifth stage. So, just that's the latest sad news. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're letting a lot of illegal immigrants into the United States, and in a lot of places, we don't know what they're bringing with them when they come across the border. While speaking to a New York ABC affiliate, WABC, on Monday, Edison, New Jersey Mayor Sam Joshi communist, I mean Democrat, stated that he turned a bus full of migrants sent to the city back because local police did not know if any of those 40 individuals were carrying weapons. They couldn't be identified. And that's a major problem. That's a major security risk. It's a health risk, and we're just not going to tolerate that. Now, what is obviously true, but not stated, is that if illegal aliens pose major security and health risks in New Jersey, they pose them everywhere, in every town. And knowing that, sending them back to the border where they'll be released and then spread out to the rest of the population is an act of deliberate indifference and criminal negligence. It's also supremely hypocritical. And he took full advantage of the of Biden's and Governor Phil Murphy's political support to assure the Edgington Democrats he's a team player. His endorsements page looks like a who's who of gun grabbers and pathway to citizenship enthusiasts. So it's curious that those who demand the loudest for gun prohibitions infringing on the rights of you and me are doing more than turning a blind eye on the millions of illegal aliens, many of them military-age men that have been pouring across the border for years and now surging in unprecedented numbers while the Biden administration waves them through. They got all kinds of incentives just to show up. Now, and they know from experience that once they've made citizens, or once they're made citizens, the overwhelming majority will vote Democrat, or at least that's what the Democrats believe. And now, thanks to Joshi's volunteered admission, the imposing of infringements on U.S. gun owners is shown for the cynical fraud that it is. Otherwise, you'd think that all the major common sense gun safety groups would have made controlled immigration a centerpiece of their efforts, rather than just maintaining silence about the dangers of untold millions coming into this country without background checks, with an untold number, as Joshi just complained, being armed. And if you think about it, everything they would impose on you, they give a pass to the illegals with their silence. Indeed, we're giving billions of dollars of weapons and money to the Ukraine. And at the same time, while we're arming them, we're disarming us. The government's trying to disarm me and you. And they have no idea how many criminals are crossing the border with impunity or how many terrorists or what they're bringing with them. So what are the priorities of the prohibitionists? Well, they tell us every day. Universal background checks, red flag laws, semi-auto bans, magazine bans, ghost gun bans, sensitive area bans. And meanwhile, one of their own, a mayor backed by the president and the governor, is telling the press that he's afraid of illegal aliens because they're a major security risk. And not only do the people who want to disarm you clam up, they actively support the foreign trespassers and oppose all who want to keep them out or send them back. Because you do know that none of this at all is about gun safety. It's never been about gun safety. It's never been about public safety. Just a nice little aside. Now we're going to go to Houston. And they have no build a guy who shot and killed a career criminal who tried to hold up a Houston taqueria in January of last year. Almost 1 year, well, a little more than 1 year ago, 30-year-old Eric Eugene Washington entered Al Ranchito Taqueria in southwest Houston with an airsoft pistol and demanded the customers give him their money. Now, as he goes to leave the shop, one of the customers shoots him 9 times. There are a few things with this, and I'm not going to second guess the guy, because see, when you start shooting people, you're in the middle of like this adrenaline dump. So I don't know exactly what happened with this guy, but he shot him 9 times. And then he left the restaurant. And 4 days later, while remaining anonymous, and we still don't know his name because he was no-billed, they contacted Houston homicide detectives via his attorney. Now, here's the problem. Harris County and Houston, the DA there is a George Soros-funded individual, Kim Ogg. Ogg runs an office that coddles criminals, killing a protected, even if not endangered, species, seemed guaranteed to unleash a big, bad storm on this. I'm not particularly sensitive about criminals when they hit their mess up and find out, or mess around and find out situation. Different term, but I'm not going to use it here. I don't have a problem shooting a man's weight in lead at him to bring him down. In this case, you know, the first four rounds when he was shooting this guy, it was absolutely solid. Solid self-defense case. Next four were decidedly in the gray area of legality. The ninth round, well, that could have been mistaken for an execution headshot. And the video led to community activists calling the shooter a vigilante and demanding his arrest. And you do not go and shoot someone over and over when they're no longer a threat, according to Candace Matthews of the New Black Panther Nation. He was actually in the clear for a justified kill by shooting him like he did the first time when he was no longer a threat. So, naturally, of course, the media picked up the accusation. Texas jury to decide fate of vigilante who killed robber in diner. Search for Texas vigilante who fatally shot robbery suspect carrying a fake gun. Grand jury to decide vigilante state in fatal Texas taqueria robbery shooting. So, the district attorney's office made the decision to send the case to a grand jury rather than making the charge slash dismiss the charge themselves. And they did not release his identity because he had not been charged. So, this past week, they no-billed the shooter, which means they brought no charge. According to the Harris County District Attorney's Office, they mandate that all homicides be reviewed by a grand jury to allow members of the community to determine the appropriate outcome. This process ensures that all such cases are subject to community review at the grand jury and, if necessary, trial level. Harris County grand juries are composed of 12 randomly selected residents who meet regularly for a period of 3 months to review all criminal charges and decide whether there's enough evidence for a case to proceed. If nine or more grand jurors agree that probable cause exists, they issue a true bill or indictment and the case continues through the criminal justice system. If nine or more grand jurors determine probable cause does not exist, they issue a no bill. It'll be interesting to see if this actually survives all of this. And because this goes against a lot of what Kim Ogg stands for. You have a literal good guy with a gun. You have a racial minority criminal. The criminal had a fake gun. Number of shots in the firing sequence were in the red zone, the permissible shooting meter. And rather than indict, you get the feeling that the grand jury would have carried the shooter down to the bar and bought him drinks all night. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So it took me a while. I had to track down Alan Gottlieb and get him to stop by and just record, because Second Amendment Foundation did a lot of things this past year, and I just wanted to give him an opportunity to go through this stuff and just tell you about this stuff. So I recorded this earlier in the week, and we're going to let him tell you himself. So joining me now is Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. And joining me now from Second Amendment Foundation, ensconced in the beautiful Bellevue, Washington State, is Alan Gottlieb, the executive. What are you? You're the executive vice president, or what is it that you are with Second Amendment Foundation, besides the boss? I've always thought of you as the boss.
Well, you got the title right, executive vice president. Thank you, Bill.
Very good. Now, you guys had a very good year, but no matter what the year is, whether it ends in a 3, a 4, or a 2, for you guys, the fight really just never really changes, just the calendar changes for you. What all did you do last year?
Well, we had a very exciting, great, successful year. We actually won 13 cases in the courts. And we filed 14 new cases during the course of the year, which brings our total number of cases we're currently actively engaged in at 57 at one time.
So that is primarily what you guys do. You guys specialize in turning these things around. Because is it because the states, and do you have to do a lot of work in the same states over and over again?
That's a very good question. The answer is yes. A good example of that is California, where we have at least 15 of our 57 cases going on at one time right now. So we, 15 challenges, in one state alone. It's basically the very dark blue states. You know, places we're most engaged in is Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, California, and Hawaii.
So with this, and explain and help me to understand this. these same states keep bearing. They started with Bruin. They doubled down a lot. They did a lot of Bruin response legislation to make up for the fact they'd just been slammed around and came up with new novel ideas. Do you ever see a day where you and I get to sit back and just talk about that latest gun you went out hunting with the other day, and that's what we got to concern ourselves with versus all of these legal fights?
Well, the other side just doesn't give up. And like you mentioned, after the Supreme Court ruled in Bruin in favor of Second Amendment rights, they went and they doubled down and passed a lot of new laws on new legal theories and going after more stuff and made things, you know, Bruin basically dealt with concealed carry laws in New York State. And then they went and said, okay, we have to issue you the permit, but we're just going to make sure the permit isn't good. You can't use it anyplace. And, you know, that's the kind of things we're seeing. They get very creative. They've gone after, you know, advertising anything with firearms that might ever reach a minor or want to make a minor ever want to own a firearm. They keep coming up with all kinds of novel concepts. Somewhere they can maybe run out. I don't think it's going to be in your lifetime or mine.
No. The other thing, though, that I look at, though, is when we look at where the crime is popping, and really popping, seriously popping, it's in these same jurisdictions that tried to restrict the law-abiding citizen from carrying a gun. When do you think there'll ever be a time where the voting constituencies of these areas sit up back and say, well, wait a minute now, this ain't working?
Well, unfortunately for us, those areas are places like Washington, D.C., you know, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle. And the problem is that the constituencies there keep reelecting very left-wing Democrats who hate gun rights. And I just don't see that changing because gun rights isn't the number one issue for the constituents to cast their votes on in those particular places, even though it negatively affects them and they don't seem to realize it. So in those pockets, in those cities controlled by, you know, opponents of Second Amendment rights, I don't see it changing so quickly. The only thing is they're going to run out of things that they can try and attempt to do over time, and they are going to be slapped down by the courts pretty heavily. But they're not going to go away. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a terrorist against the Bill of Rights, you're going to continue to commit terror.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up. If they got out there and started trying to recycle something that had already been struck but now by the courts, what would the reaction to that be? Would that even have to be taken to court?
Yeah, unfortunately, you always got to go back to court no matter what. You knock down a law and they pass the same law, you're going to have to go back to court and say, hey, you know, you've already struck this down, we need to strike it down again. Unfortunately, you know, your address is in the court system and you don't get much of a choice. But I think somewhere down the line, they sort of stopped doing it. They're trying to come up with a new novel spin and make the law slightly different. You change a few words in the law and say, okay, this one wasn't challenged yet.
That just seems so wrong. But I guess the is it, given the whole election cycle dynamics that come into play, where they're out there, you know, the left thinks that climate change and the gun violence epidemic are the two biggest things they've got that are leading the charge against everything, where in fact it's actually the economy and crime, not the gun violence epidemic, but crime and the border security and everything else. Would a disastrous election cycle for them, even with all the elections they steal and all the dead people that vote, would that reach them, do you think?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, an election cycle where gun rights wins, so to speak, big time, is going to help us in a lot of the purple states. But it isn't going to help us a whole lot in cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Newark. I mean, those kind of places I don't think you're ever going to get. They're so entrenched in office. I don't think you're ever going to get them out of there.
Right.
So there's always going to be something popping up like that. And you know, you went on a federal level and you knock them out, they go to the state level. You went on a state level and knock them out, they go to the inner cities that they sort of control and with impunity.
Right.
So these people aren't going to go away. You know, when you're such an ideologue and hate guns so much, there's just no way you're going to convince these people that they're wrong.
Is it, you know, I look at Detroit. And, I mean, Detroit basically hollowed out for the most part. They lost, what, three quarters of their population and everything. And then they started to switch back around, even though they're still in Michigan and they still have Gretchen Whitmer as the governor there. But then they hollowed out and everybody went away, and all that was left were the goblins that were the bad people there, and a few good people, of course. But then people started coming back, buying the really good deals on the real estate that you could buy there for, you know, a song. Is that what all the big population centers are going to have happen?
Might be. It's hard to say. Some of these big population centers, again, like let's look at New York. I mean, when they're anchored by, you know, the New York Stock Exchange and the banking industry, there's a lot of those places that can only hollow out so much because not everybody can leave.
Right.
Your job is there and you can't get out of it. So, I mean, you know, it's really kind of hard to say. I would love to see some changes in some of these big cities. But again, with all the illegal immigrants that are flooding into these big cities, that are eventually getting rights to vote, even as non-citizens, it's going to be a problem. So the issue is never going to go away, in my opinion. Our side is slowly winning, and eventually we're going to have more protections of those rights. But the bottom line is that, you know, gun haters are gun haters. And, you know, look around the world. I mean, even when you get shifts in Europe in governments that become, you know, more right of center, libertarian, you still got the issue there. You got to get a lot of laws you got to get rid of. You've got a lot of, you know, politicians that you're just not going to change their minds on. It's going to be, in our lifetime, it's not going away.
You can join me by joining Alan at SAF.org. You get the most bang for your buck by joining Second Amendment Foundation. He's out there constantly pressing the fight, always first on the scene. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Been speaking with Alan Gottlieb. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thank you for everything you do.
All right.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time before we call this one a day. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to, you know, when you look at the way gun grabbers do things, you can see a common trend that occurs with everything they want to do. They either want to mandate you do this or they want to ban everything you got. And the electronic vehicle is an interesting thing because the government of the United States right now in the form of the resident thinks he can make it happen just by sheer saying it's going to be so. So they have this, they're trying to install this air of inevitability. And, you know, they're going to save the planet, the path to universal electric vehicle ownership. The problem with that is like a airfield in a combat run with an Air Force coming down on you. Those runways are getting cratered. Some 4,000 dealers are begging Biden to stop pushing EVs. They can't give them away. Half of all Ford dealers refuse to stock them. 50% of the Buick dealers recently went out of business. Voluntarily let General Motors buy them out rather than sell them. Ford has largely bet their EV future on the F-150 Lightning pickup. That's a horrible, horrible vehicle. Sucker's bet. They recently announced they're cutting those plans in half. And you've got articles that are being published by people that are getting out there trying to embrace the EV. Like our last Ford F-150 Lightning EV pickup road trip was a nightmare. And we get it from this. I've learned quite a few things driving Motor Trend's own 2022 Ford F-150 Lightning Lariat extended range pickup for the past year. For starters, my ABCs always be charging. There's an open plug nearby. Our Lightning is hooked to it so as to not waste the downtime. Lesson two, as my colleagues running our 2023 F-150 Lightning XLT in Detroit have learned, speed matters. And 70 miles per hour is a frustratingly low sweet spot between maximum speed and range. Lastly, the 20 minutes or so spent route planning via the Ford app, Ford Pass app, and third-party sources like PlugShare can save at least twice that time on a road trip. Unfortunately, that last one went out the window when my wife and I got the call Labor Day afternoon about a family emergency nearly 600 miles away. Without hesitation, we grabbed our suitcases, stuffed them with clothes, and piled into the Lightning. That's where things almost immediately went awry. And what went awry is range anxiety. The onboard range estimator was wildly optimistic, and the Charger's software picked out didn't work. So it continues. We pulled off I-5 within 37 miles of range and at 14% charge, navigated through the 98 Tesla supercharger stalls, dodged the holiday crowd stopping for dinner, and found the distinctive green glow of Harris Ranch's six Electrify America towers. Two were occupied by charging vehicles. One was completely offline with a screen dark. One showed a charger unavailable message. The final two appeared to be online. We plugged into the first open tower, yet despite futzing with the connector a few minutes, the charging session wouldn't start. I reached over to grab the cable from the adjacent charger to try that. No dice. And then it gets worse. So we waited. The unsympathetic I-4 owner got on the charger about 20 minutes later, and a long line of other EVs piled up behind me. We waited some more. The 350-kilowatt tower that was working, it seems, just barely met that definition. Nearly two agonizing hours later, I was finally able to get our Ford plugged in and charging at the absurdly low rate of just 33 kilowatts. It's now almost 8 p.m., and our midnight arrival now looked more like 2 a.m. It took the author an hour to get to 182 miles or range before he gave up. And despite that hellish trip, the author remains something of an EV cheerleader. We eventually got to the point where traveling with an EV is as easy as it was with a gas-powered vehicle, but trips like this are reminders that huge growing pains remain, largely with the state of the infrastructure still incapable of supporting the growing EV marketplace. Actually, we won't get to that point. They allocated $7.5 billion for EV charging stations, and they built one in Ohio. That's the pricey charger, even for government work. Federal subsidies expire after a few years, leaving private owners with unprofitable chargers. And this is a doom loop, because this is an answer to a question nobody asked. Right now, internal combustion engine vehicles run, and they run clean, and they are, and you can get them worked on just about anywhere. Any town you go, I drive a F-150, internal combustion engine Ford, and just about every town I go to, even if they don't have a McDonald's, they have a Ford dealership. So no matter what happens, no matter where I go, there's probably somebody there. If they don't have a Ford dealership, they probably have a Walmart. I mean, there's a lot of things I can get done without having to have a Ford dealership there to do it in the event that I break down on the way. So, the other thing is that I can go anywhere to get fuel. There are gasoline stations all over. Unless you're getting, like, you know, maybe if you're in the deserts of the out west, or maybe somewhere in Alaska, in between gas stations, which are few and far between various places, okay, yeah, maybe. But for the most part, just driving around, say driving from point A to point B, whether you're in North Carolina driving to Georgia or whatever you're doing, you're going to be able to find a gas station. And you're not going to have to worry about, are you going to run out of gas? And even if you had to worry about, are you going to run out of gas, you can take gas jugs with you. You can take gas bottles with you. 5 gallons, 3 gallons, 20 gallons, whatever you want to do, you can fill them up, stick them in your vehicle, and carry extra fuel. So one, you have fuel portability, which is not something the electronic vehicles have. Two, you have a massive infrastructure that's been a century in the making, more than a century in the making. It's been being built on a long time. Electric vehicles, they start at $67,000, or average that. And the Bidenomics has driven the interest rates to unaffordable heights. So if you buy one today, wow. Limited EV range demands millions of chargers, but there's so few of these out there, there's no profit in having a charger built anywhere on your property. And responding to market forces rather than government coercion, manufacturers have chopped the EV production and investment in Chinese battery plants. Only Americans of the top 7% in income can afford an electric vehicle, and they already have all they want. And the other thing, EVs have this alarming tendency to spontaneously burst into unquenchable flames. A typical car on fire due to some sort of a gasoline issue takes about 500 gallons of water to put out. A lithium-ion battery fire takes 40,000 gallons of water to put out. Now, instead of trying to actively put out the fire, they just try to keep the surroundings around the burning EV safe while the EV melts into the pavement. And then there's the big dog, which is they're not actually any good for the environment. It's very taxing on the environment just to make the battery. Then it's very taxing on the environment to get rid of the battery. So they're not ready for prime time just yet. And yet, just like they do with guns, where they're out there telling us, we need to disarm you while we arm everybody else and their brother. We let everybody else and their brother have guns. We only are going to go after you if you try to defend yourself. In the same vein, they, you know, they're out here trying to herd you into it, into a technology that's not ready for prime time. Unless they figure out the whole lithium-ion battery and charging thing and, you know, the whole portable fueling thing, these will never be ready for prime time. Ever. I'm sure that makes them happy. But, you know, that won't stop them from trying to shove this down your throat. Like they do gun control. Like they've done Bidenomics. Like they've done all this other stuff. So, while 2023 was good for us, 2024 needs to be better for us. We got an election year coming up. Stay tuned to all of this because, you know, the fight that's coming up later on this year, it's going to mean a whole lot going forward. As for me, listen, I'll be back next weekend. Between now and then, what you should be doing is you should be carrying your concealed carry weapon everywhere you can. Always be prepared. You got to be your own first responder. Nobody's coming. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.